Chapter 4.
It must have been scary finding her body.
Corinne stared at Lexi wide-eyed. It gets your adrenaline going, that's for sure. Lexi looked around the other baker's booth, which had wedding cake decorations neatly laid out. Did you hear if they are going to be starting up the filming again tomorrow? Corinne nodded.
The show must go on.
Lexi studied the other woman. A perky girl in her mid-20s, she was a good baker and a nice person. Lexi knew how much Corinne wanted to win bakery battles. Her husband had left her with 3 kids and a mountain of debt. She desperately needed the money. For a fleeting second, Lexi wondered if the death of Judge Saunders would help Corinne's chances. If Corinne thought it would, could she have murdered her? Lexi shook off her suspicions. Was she getting so paranoid that she saw potential killers everywhere? Did you notice anything suspicious about Saunders or see anything that morning? Corinne shook her head.
I didn't get down here until 6, and I heard she was killed much earlier. I was in my room all night with Kara.
Most of the contestants had roommates, other bakers they had teamed up with to share expenses. This made things a little easier for Lexi and her investigation, since each baker had someone who could vouch for their whereabouts. Of course, that assumed they were all telling the truth. The baker in the next booth, Michaela, leaned across the table separating the booths. The police came by, asking us all where we were and if anyone could confirm we were in our rooms. They said they could tell if anyone left because of the electronic room keys. The doors record when they are opened and closed. The only thing is, if the room door is opened, they don't know who left. To tell you the truth, I don't think anyone in the competition is too upset about Saunders, but I hate to think one of us killed her. Lexi felt a chill at the young woman's words. The 3 women looked around the stadium at the other bakers. Could one of them be a cold-blooded killer? Michaela leaned in closer to Lexi and Corinne. I didn't say too much to the police. None of us really want to because we're afraid of getting the competition closed down. But I did notice Judge Saunders was acting kind of funny. Lexi felt her heartbeat pick up speed. Funny how? She was acting kind of secretive, more so than usual. I saw her getting chummy in the corner with Evan Westmore a few times.
Evan Westmore? The event coordinator?
Corinne made a sour face.
Who would want to get chummy with him?
Lexi and Michaela chuckled. Westmore wasn't exactly handsome. He was actually rather dowdy, a short, stubby man with a bad attitude. Given Saunders' own nasty attitude, Lexi thought they might have made a perfect match.
Hey, now that you mention it, I did notice she had some expensive new shoes and clothes. I didn't realize competition judges got paid so much.
Did you see the coach purse she had? I wondered why she seemed to be taking pains with her appearance. Maybe she was having an affair with Westmore? Lexi opened her mouth, pointed her finger at her throat, and made gagging noises, causing the other two to collapse into a fit of giggles. The laughter caught the attention of Janice, one of the other bakers, who came over to join them.
We were just talking about Judge Saunders' murder, Corinne offered.
Janice raised an eyebrow.
Yeah, the police have been all over asking questions.
She looked around the room, then stepped closer to the other women.
Some I'd rather not answer.
Oh? Lexi asked. Like what?
They were asking us if we were in our rooms all night, if we had anyone in there, and what time we left.
Right, they asked all of us.
Well, I don't really like my roommate, but I don't want to be a tattletale either.
Who is your roommate?
Aria Pierce.
Lexi, Michaela, and Corinne groaned in sympathy. No one liked Aria, and to be saddled with her as a roommate seemed cruel.
What do you know that you didn't want to tell them?
Lexi asked. Janice looked down at the floor. They asked me to verify what time Aria and I left the room in the morning. Apparently, she had told them she left at 5 a.m. I told them I got up at 5:30 and left around 6, and that Aria had left before me. That sounds about right. I don't see the problem, Corinne said, wrinkling her brows together. Janice bit her lower lip. Aria made a lot of noise when she got up, and it woke me. I looked at the clock when she left, and it wasn't 5 a.m., like she said. It was 3:25 a.m., shortly before Saunders was murdered. How long until you can get all these surveillance tapes looked at? Nick perched herself on the edge of Detective Jake Ryan's desk.
Days, boss.
He shrugged up at her.
The baker's rooms are on all different floors, and not all of them are staying in the hotel. It's gonna take a long time.
Nick chewed on an already stubby thumbnail. They had questioned all the bakers in the competition, and they were proving to be a tight-lipped bunch. That's too bad they don't have cameras right in Bakery Battles Stadium. That would make our jobs a lot easier, Nick said wistfully.
That's for sure. Unfortunately, the contestants wouldn't hear of it. They didn't want any cameras spying on their secret recipes.
Nick nodded. Well, you know how I love a challenge. What do we have so far? Jake hit a few keys on the keyboard, then swung his monitor in her direction.
We have a dead bakery contest, Judge, TOD, about 4 a.m. We have a bunch of contestants who hated her. They might all have had a motive. We've been able to verify that about half of them were in their rooms at the time of death, so they can be ruled out. We have reports that the judge and her husband were fighting quite loudly the day before. That's about it.
The husband, does he have an alibi? Jake shook his head.
He was in their room alone at the time of the murder. He did seem upset when we first informed him of his wife's death, but when I went back to question him later, he was in the casino drinking and didn't seem upset at all. He did say they were having troubles, but to tell you the truth, he was so drunk, it was hard to get anything concrete out of him. I have a note to go back and question him again.
What about Lexi Baker, the one who found the body? Saunders was strangled with her apron. Do you think she is involved? Nick remembered the call she had put into Jack Perillo to check up on Baker. She pulled out her cell phone. No messages. Same old Jack. Gets so involved in his cases, he forgets to look at his messages.
I'm not sure about her,
Jake said.
She doesn't have much of a motive, even though the evidence points to her. Someone could be trying to frame her, or it could be coincidence. Murder is pretty serious. Most people don't kill someone over losing a contest, unless they have another reason.
Nick glanced at her watch. We need to get more answers before the trail gets cold. It's too bad the contestants aren't more forthcoming with their information.
They don't want to do anything to get the contest shut down. Maybe we should threaten them with pulling the plug on the whole thing, unless they start coming forward with what they know,
Jake offered. Nick screwed up one side of her face while she thought about it. It might work, but then again, it could also backfire on them. What they needed was a way to get them to open up, to gain some sort of an in with the bakers. A sudden inspiration hit. She snapped her fingers. I've got it. Jake raised his eyebrows for her to continue. The bakers won't talk to us, but they will talk to each other, especially Lexi Baker. What if we could get close to her and let her do the work for us?
What do you mean?
Make friends with her, maybe feed her some information. Let her get the dirt from the other bakers. I've seen her snooping around. If she's not the killer, then she might be able to lead us to whoever is. Jake chewed the end of his pencil.
That might work, but how do we get chummy with her?
Nick looked down at Jake.
His straight white teeth worked the end of his pencil. His baby blue eyes stared up at her from his handsome, finely chiseled face. A face that exuded honesty and trust, but that was dotted with just enough stubble to give him a roguish air. What woman could resist a face like that? Not we, Detective Ryan. You.